Shall we give the Lord a big hand of triumph? Amen. Hallelujah.
This month shall be indeed your month of marching forward. You never know stagnation again. You never suffer frustration again. Redeemed for the topmost top. You have no business in the valley. You have no business in the valley. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Restore with Christ and meet with Him in heavenly places far above. You have no business in the valley. All you need is to know how to get your way out of the place. You have no business in the valley. Zero business in the valley. I knew there's a place for every believer on top, and he showed me that. 1984. I was 30 years old. I was very old. My God, I saw it. I embraced it. I began to learn the way up. So you see, if you understand success secrets, you understand success strategies, you don't understand strategies, you understand systems. Amen. I think I should write success code. No guesswork. Yes, come on now. No guesswork. You know, when you are very outstanding success, it's a high flyer. It's about flight. Oh, it's success in flying colors. It's flying. No plane, toes another in the air. Man, son, to go up, you have to generate the relevant power, ground power, to take off in the air. No airplane toes another in the air. Have you seen one before? That sense your plane is not working, just tie rope, and then the plane took off. It's only trust that can tow themselves. No. No high flyer flies on normal empowerment. No. No. Success cannot be inherited. No. Wake up! Abraham gave Isaac all that he had, but he never succeeded on it. He had to dig the ground. He had to plant the seed. He dug, defeated, he dug. He said, no way, I'm going to get through. His breakthrough was not on his inheritance. Genesis 25 verse 5, he gave him all that he had. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12 to 14, he sowed in the land. He dug and dug, they kept digging it, until he became the envy of the Philistines. You can't succeed on somebody else's inheritance. Yes, you can't win a race running with another man's leg. Yes, you better get up. Get up! There is no lineage of success. Everybody walks his way to succeed. No lineage. No lineage of success. There is no lineage of success. I don't care what you pack ready for your children, that's not equal to success. No! I told my old man, when you die, whatever belongs to me, give it to the others. I had an understanding of it. It's no guesswork. I was 25 years old when I said that. I had no single plot of land in the world. My God! Can't we close now, John? That's the summary of this subject. I've given you the summary before we started the lecture. You have to make your way prosperous and command good success by your choice to take responsibility. Now, pray for yourself. Any prayer you want to pray. So I can't do the teaching that I have to do. Any prayer you feel you think you need to pray. Amen. Abraham became successful after 75.
Yes, sir.
He took responsibility. He went through it. David became a hero at 17. My God. Anybody has his place if he chooses to. Everybody has his place if he chooses to. Lero tesia le cradeneo preti anizazaru. Ample krek tenerodia le shigalabala. Pray for yourself. Any prayer you think you need to pray. Pray for yourself. Any prayer you think you need to pray. It's a race. You must engage your own feet, your own legs, to win the race. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Lord Jesus, let your light break forth this month across our churches worldwide. Let your light break forth this month to cause the star in each member of this church to get up into the sky. So let it be. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Amen. Glory to God. You don't give horses injection lying down. They stand up to get injection. So the one you had is the injection of a horse. Amen. To set you up in the race that you must win. The race that you must win. We have access to all things that life will ever demand through redemption, including success. He's given us all things that makes for life and godliness. Everybody has a good taste for success. Everybody, whether they tell you so or not. When your child excels in school, you have a broad smile. I just thank God. When you enjoy breakthrough in business, it's always in his mind. Man, the Lord is good. Everybody has a very good taste for success. Anybody who doesn't like prosperity is a liar. He wants it. Amen. Amen. Between trekking to a Ikeja from here and driving, what will you choose for God's sake? Now, between Okada from here to Ikeja, which one will you choose? Between a car and Okada? Between flights from Lagos to Kaduna and driving, what do you choose?
Flights.
Why? It's good. Everybody likes good things.
Yes, sir.
You don't.
Yes, sir.
They may make you feel that they are spiritual and they don't like thee because they are going to heaven. Abraham went to heaven as a super success.
Yes, sir.
So which heaven are you trying to go? But anyway, you have a choice to go either as Lazarus or as Abraham. The choice is clean. Amen. Everybody has good taste for success, whether literate or illiterate, enlightened or dislightened. Everybody has it. Glory to God. But serving God is one great secret of living a lasting, enduring, generational adult success that will be talked about 1,000 years after you are gone in Jesus' studies. The young lions may suffer want and hunger, but this as the Lord shall not want any good thing. So we're going through the series captioned Exploring success virtues in kingdom stewardship. Exploring what? Success virtues in kingdom stewardship. And I believe that this series will open up many destinies. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're looking at two of those virtues that we connect with through kingdom stewardship. Serving God is a platform for experiencing divine presence. Divine presence. And divine presence is a game changer. And will make all the difference everywhere and under all circumstances. Jesus sent them two by two to every place where he himself will come. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. He always goes with those on a mission for him. Luke 10, 1. In the Great Commission, Jesus said, go to all the world and preach the gospel. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So his presence is guaranteed everyone that is on his mission. So serving God and the interest of his kingdom guarantees you and I his presence, which is the game changer of life. God's presence is the game changer of life. God's presence. Jesus went about doing good and healing all them that were present because God was with them. Game changer. God was with Joseph and made everything that he did to prosper. God was with Joseph. And he became the heir of Potiphar's house. God was with Joseph in the prison. He became his staff in the prison where he was an inmate. God's presence. Genesis 39, verse 5, verse 21 and 22. 3 to 5, 21 and 22. God's presence, John, is God's game changer on the earth. It guarantees all weather breakthroughs. What do I call it?
All weather breakthroughs.
Not all things being equal. When all things are most unequal, it delivers. God's presence will deliver its mission. When all things are most unequal, when there's nothing equal of all the factors, God's presence will always have his way. And being on the go for Jesus guarantees you and I his presence. That does not only guarantee the way forward, but destroys all opposing forces in the process. We live in a world of opposing forces. They shall gather together, but not by me. All that we gather together against you, you know, shall fall for your sake. Now, that is precisely what guarantees that. That they are falling for your sake without your knowledge. You are on your bed and they are falling. His presence. His presence. His presence. His presence. It's not just saying his praise and all that stuff. I mean, thank God for that. But being on the go, you can't be singing when you are sleeping. But when you're on the go for Jesus, he covers you while awake, while asleep. Amen. Get excited that your engagement is not a form of activity. It's your insurance against all satanic assaults. Amen. My engagement is my insurance against all satanic assault. Without his presence, they could never get out of Egypt. But he was in their midst. The sea saw them and fled. What's going on? Tremble thou at the presence of God. God's presence causes your troublers to tremble. Get you through to where no man, no effort can get you through to. Everyone carrying God's presence enjoys supernatural breakthrough in his endeavors. Carrying God's presence. They vowed to destroy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But there was a presence with them. And the picture of the fourth man was like the Son of God. That will not allow the fire to have effect on them. You know, your success can annoy a lot of people. But when you have his presence, the annoyance will lead to their destruction. Amen. My God. The mighty men who carried them in there, they were burned to death through the flames coming out of the furnace. They were not inside the furnace. And this man had the fourth person with them in the furnace. Their body yielded, transformed by his presence. Amen. Even their heart and their garments. No smell of fire. By his presence. Every move those men to warn Daniel destroying the den of lion. But my God has sent his angel and has preserved me. The lions were my toys. They were displaying to me in the night. His presence. That's why you need it. It's not just effort of, discipline or that. So that's okay. But when opposition rises, his presence is only your rescue. His presence is your only rescue. What do I call it? His presence is your only rescue. They brought somebody here from Harvard University, PhD. Mentor. Somebody just heard, perhaps, that he got a PhD from Harvard. He said, never, not in this world. Two arrows at him. If I don't have his presence, I'll be gone. Longest time. Ombele yemi kupada. Kabi esimbele yemi obato bajaye. His presence is your insurance against all satanic assaults in your journey of success. Now, let me tell you this. Success is not your ambition. It's your birthright. What is it? It's not. You are very ambitious. No. It's your birthright. Your birthright in redemption. It's your birthright in redemption. It's your birthright in redemption. It's your birthright in redemption. Isaac became great. The Philistines envied him. And we bred in us, Isaac, we are children of promise. So it's our heritage to be envied. But when envy generates to bitterness, then you find wickedness of the wicked rising. The wickedness of the wicked rising. You need his presence. So get on the go for Jesus and come to renew his presence with you. Renew his presence with you. I call them spiritual alternatives to man's quest for success. These are things. His presence will make the difference. How could you get a slave? My God. Ex-convict. Ascend the throne of the most civilized world of his days. No references? His presence. Brings men into favor. Which makes high flyers. His presence. How does he do that? That will show me the path of life. And his ways are the highways of life. in thy presence. So his presence shows us the highways of life. One day I was in the car and then having a nice time in the Holy Ghost. And he said, my son, don't raise money, raise men. And you have more money than you ever need for ministry. So I'm a very weak money raiser. I can't raise money. I got enough light not to be involved in it. My job is to raise men from the dunghill and make them sit in palaces by engaging the light of the Word of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I love covenant and race people. They are ever dedicated to the God who raised them. There's no method you can use in this world to command respect in this church because of what you give. To greet you specially. It's not part of the package. By light. You are not giving for my sake. Giving for your sake. Amen. Let God have respect for your offerings. It will change your status.
Yes, sir.
And keep changing it as you keep doing it. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity as they keep serving him and their years in pleasure. You retire, it stops. I know we are in for the best of time this week. This month shall be 1 month we live to remember in your life. The good news is no bitterness of the wicked will tamper anymore with your destiny. They went and said, even devils are subject to us in your name. My presence went with you now. I told you I was coming with you. I came with you. So the 70 returned with joy. Ha! 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 Even devils are subject to us in your name. He said, what I told you, I'm sending you to where I will come. I'm coming there to meet you. Whatever can't stand me, can't stand you. I give to you power to rest up, to tell the servants and scriptures, and overall the powers of the enemy, and not shall my enemies hurt you. We live in a wicked world of hearts. But from today, anyone embittered with your rising will go down for you finally. They went forth, and God was walking with them, confirming the word in their life with signs following. So his presence carries the supernatural waves of heaven along with it. You will be glad to hear this, that we have gone through now to about 54 of the new nations. Amen. Glory to God. We are taking steps now to deploy the takeoff. God, awesome God. Awesome God. His presence. His presence. His presence. And you know 75 is minimum. If you had that test, that prophetic word, minimum. So I said to them, you see, let's push to 100.
Amen.
Let's cover everywhere. His presence. When he releases his word and you go after it, his presence goes with you. And lift up your head, see gates, the everlasting doors be lifted up. The King of Glory may come in. You don't. No gate can be shut against God. Therefore, from henceforth, no gate of favor shall ever be shut against you anymore. His presence is the covenant game changer of life. Keeps you above all weathers. Man. All weathers. Guarantees all weather breakthrough. All weather breakthrough. All weather breakthrough. And that's your new realm. When you pass through the fire, it shall not kindle upon you, and through the water, because I am with you. The fire can burn you. The water can swallow you all. Because I'm with you. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
Please understand that serving God secures His presence. Don't fake it. Make it. Make the choice for it. And God will supply the grace. Don't fake it. Make it. If you ask the powers of darkness what and what they must have done to stop this church, you'll be amazed where it has no effect except negative effects on them. That's your next level of story. For if God be for us, number two, serving God is our covenant access to the grace of God that makes great. We serve the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5:10. The God of all grace. His grace covers all areas of life, including our endeavors, our business and careers. The God of all grace. Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God. Nobody can be anything more than the grace of God makes happen. I'm not even qualified to be called an apostle, but grace, 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 grace. The grace to serve covers all areas of our endeavors. The grace to serve. And that grace comes upon our choice to serve. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. You made the choice, it supplies the grace. You made the choice, it supplies the grace. While I was thanking God for His grace upon my life, that has kept my hands on the plow without ever considering looking back, talk less of actually looking back. He said, my son, you made the choice. I supply the grace. You made the choice. How long will you hold between two opinions? If God be God, serve Him. If it be bad, follow Him. Don't stand in the middle of the road. It's not safe. Traffic is high. Traffic is high. Don't hang around in the middle of the road. If God be God, serve Him. I've never checked on any other source of help in my life. You're talking about mighty men. I know the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And so what is mighty and almighty? They're not in the same class. You're talking of people in high levels. I know the Most High. And those who know their God, they shall be strong. And it shall do exploits. You talk about principality. I know the one who created them. Amen. And the creature must always submit to the creator under any condition. Before Satan became Satan, he was Lucifer. Amen. Because he became the devil, the fountain of evil. But he was created. That's why he bows to the Creator. He can't. Make a choice and it supplies the grace. Paul said, and woe is me if I preach not the gospel. He made his choice. God supplied the grace. Until the end of his time. He said, I've obtained help from God. I continue to this day. Help me, grace.
Yes.
Witnessing to both great and small. Acts 26 and verse 22. Acts 26 and verse 22. You are not chocolate faith, sir. Faith that is embedded in covenant responsibility. You make
story is crazy. Paul made the choice. God supplied the grace. Said, now I'm ready to go. Henceforth, there's a crown waiting for me. Not only for me, but all those who are walking towards his appearing. My God, the grace that covers, available to all that are walking towards the return of the Master by weak lessons, both great and small. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. I made my choice before you were born. Amen. This tall man, before he was born, I made my choice. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Dangerous choice. Avowed choice. What abundance of grace is supplied? Are you up for challenge? Oh, yeah. Plenty of challenges. The platform of the making of champions. Amen.
Amen.
I stopped counting when I counted 25 times I was face to face with death. Your choice is more powerful than the most wicked devil we have. Your choice. Your choice to serve him brings you into favor with himself. Amen.
Thou shalt arrest her, have mercy upon them for the time to favor her, yet the said time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in the schools of Zion and favor the just thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear. Fearful favor. Favor that makes your enemies to fear.
That's what you are entering into.
Amen.
That makes your enemy to jitter. That's what you are entering into.
Amen.
That made your troubles to start trembling. That's what you are entering into. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Serving God provides access to grace, and grace also means divine favor. And divine favor is what makes high flyers, like we saw in the story of Joseph. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our choice today is what determines our lot tomorrow. Make the right choice today. It will show tomorrow. Well, to avoid this being just theoretical, we have some outstanding biblical success stories from the platform of serving God. Abraham, he remembered his promise to his servant Abraham. Psalm 105, verse 42. That man grew till he had an army to himself. And the army was not one joking mega team. They could dare another nation's army and prevail against them. Genesis 14. He grew to become a business emperor. And many business emperors will rise here. He was old and sickened in age, and God had blessed him in all things. There are people here, you'll be blessed throughout your days.
Amen.
You'll never tell the story of when you used to be blessed.
Amen.
At 80, you'll be a blessed man. At 100, you'll be a blessed man.
You believe that? Let me hear your loudest
amen. Amen.
That kind of blessing I'm talking about, not the blessing that dwindles as we're aging. As we're aging, you start selling things to cope with survival. Abraham's blessings endure to generations that he's speaking today. That's your kind of blessing. That's your kind of breakthrough. That's your kind of blessing. That's your kind of breakthrough. And in thy seed shall all the families of Israel be blessed. That's what is happening. Praise God. Praise God. And Jesus died to connect us with the blessings of Abraham. That will tell you how recognized that order of blessing was there was no abracadabra, there is no cutting of corners, straight on. I'll not take a thing from you lest you say you make Abraham rich. That was the kind of man. Now, listen to this. Listen to it and listen very carefully. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 and 18. This is one word for all parents. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. 4 verse 19, please. I know him. Come on now. That he will command his children. Lumotis cano pupulian te cano raye. I know that he will command his children. He won't pet them, sir. He will command them. This is the source of my help. Connect. He will command his children. Don't walk after him. Don't spoil your children, my people. Don't spoil your children. He will command his children. I know him. So generational blessings say the commanding of our children. We have our own biologicals that serve in this ministry. Not one person has a dime above what is due. Not one day did I send one dime to any. Yet they send to me every month. So we command these children. Don't spoil them, my friend. Jesus. He will command. He won't pet them. Their children will now are what? There's no nowadays Bible. There's no nowadays Bible.
Yes.
I know. May you not be nursing your adult sons and daughters.
Amen.
When they should be honoring you. May you not have them on your laps at the age of 50. I never chose any course for our children to read in school. Never. I knew with command, so I gave them materials of divine direction. I never got married for any one of them, sir. This one you should marry. You better stop that funny thing. Carry adults on your back. You're robbing them from destiny. I'm glad you're all quiet. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I didn't know when they wrote the exam. I'm writing an exam every day. You know, I'm also writing an exam every day. No God, now they are writing exam. Oh God, walk over them. Allow them to live.
Yes, sir.
And command them to do the right.
Yes, sir.
This is where parental failure comes. We don't command them. We just talk to them like Eli. The thing I hear about you is not good, though. Eh? You see, what I hear about you. What you hear, what you know. He said, the iniquity of a son, which you know. Not I heard. Which you know. They're all quiet. Start early before it becomes a dry fish situation. Ask those early folks who came to Covenant University. I mean, they'll be telling the encounter with me story for life. Forever. Many of them are sitting right here now. They'll be telling the story for you are not permitted to do what you like but what is right. That's the law. You are not permitted to do what you like but what is right. God says you have somebody doing nonsense around you. Amen. I was driving one day and I saw some students, they're walking across on faculty and just passing and I started. Stop that! Do you know that's a faculty? I'm sorry. Sorry for yourself. When I sack you from covenant, Supreme Court can help you. Amen. It's an institution that has its own laws. Amen. Glory to God. And the law is domiciled in one chairman. Whether he's standing or sitting, his chair. And am I not glad today to see a number of them flying? That's what it means to train a child in the way that it should go, and when it's grown old, it will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It will not depart from it. It works. Glory to God. By the time you see your son working with people that looks like people on drugs, and you don't check him out, they will drug your house. Hi. Like a drunk. And anybody? You say, Shekusi. Any problem? No, not here. Not here. Go and do high somewhere else. Amen. That's how to train. That's how to command. Praise God. This man is restful. That woman is restful. Because we did what we should do the time we should do it. You will not fail. Well, today is a covenant day of career and business breakthrough. In these last days, supernatural breakthrough shall be the core identity of every child of God. Can I hear your amen? Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and make the enemies their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion, rule down in the midst of their enemies. Thy people shall be willing to line up with your instructions. In the day of your power, we shall precede the day of your coming.
So supernatural breakthroughs that empowers believers to rule and reign in their various areas of endeavor will be the core identity of every believer in these last days. Psalm 87 shows us the way to it. His foundation is in it. His foundation is in his, what is it? In the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Great things are spoken of you, O Zion. So, the last days, great things will be spoken about the church of Jesus. Because great men and women will rise. Some teenagers will scale strange heights. Not by, you know, all kinds of means that people are cutting corners. No. He said, the Almighty himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he shall write up the people. This man was born there. And that man was born there. All my springs are in the Zion. That's God's entire agenda for the church. And that's where you belong. Very quickly, 7 keys to commanding supernatural breakthroughs in your various endeavors, your business, your careers, your trade, your market, whatever you call it. First, you must be born again. You say, why? Every day, born again, born again. You must be born again. God's family is a breakthrough family. Amen. And it is new birth that makes anyone a member of that family. You must be born again. To the breakthrough family of God. Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 20. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. It's a breakthrough, family, that we get enlisted only by salvation. When God becomes your father, and you are entitled to the inheritance of the father, which among other things include your mountaintop birthright. The light of the world. Our city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Thank you, Jesus. You must be born again. Jesus says, you must. So I must say, you must. Not you may, you can. You must. Nothing we are saying now pertains to you until you are born again. Nothing. You don't look like me, our stories, oh, Papa started again. You come here tomorrow, I will still tell you the same thing. You must be born again. Matthew 10:10. Now, to tell you what it is, what that breakthrough is worth. Of all born of women, 11:11. There is none as great as John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. My God. Greater than Daniel, my God, greater than Joseph, greater than Isaac, greater than all the people listed in the Old Testament. He that is least in the kingdom, new arrivals, carries such potential as in him. You must be born again. I've been saying this to people since 1970, so it's not that your look will now change it. You must be born again. Don't fake it. My father broke his entry to my town. He's not being born again. I was born inside the church. He's not being born again. None of those things count. I'm a reverend father. He's not being born again. I'm a reverend mother. He's not being born again. My father saw a vision before I was born. He's not being born again. Being born again is an actual surrender of your life to Jesus, and who turns you to a new creature. And endows you with all the inheritance of the Father. Otherwise, every instruction will be a burden. You're born again, King Lodi, why? Must you do all this before you can succeed? When you are born again, you will understand it. Said to them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, to them that are outside. These things are just mere stories. Finish, just pray for us. We are here to be prayed over. Number two, commit to seeking first the kingdom of God. The advancement, the enlargement, the well-being of the kingdom. And all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. I call it the jackpot of life. It imparts on all areas of life. All areas of life. One roadside mechanic I've spoken about his story several times. His biography is Mover of Men and Mountains. R.G. Lutoroni was a roadside mechanic, an unschooled man, but caught Matthew 33 and became his lifestyle. So God taught him engineering. Who taught him? All these things that others are dying to get, I will add them to you. Founded the school where he was teaching others what God taught him. Now, there's a university running for many, many years, and they have several campuses today. R.G. Lutoroni. He said when he died, they should put on his tomb, Matthew 33. That's how to explode them business. Amen. He's your understanding, Abraham. You understand R.G. Lutoroni. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is there, the book, his books are all over the place to read. Don't leave God behind. You never see the way to the front by leaving God behind. Don't ever make God a spare tire. Let him be before you. I have said the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. That's the song of David.
I've set the Lord always before me, because at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Setting before you, you never see the way to the front.
Awesome God.
Seek him first.
The kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
It's not for pastors. I was not a pastor, and I wasn't thinking of being a pastor when I saw it. It's not being a pastor. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I saw it 5 years before I had a calling. Wow. It has nothing to do with calling. Nothing, nothing. It's got to do with life. Don't leave God behind or you never see the way forward. Set him always before you. Let him be at the right hand. And you shall never be moved. He will confirm his word day in, day out in your life. I've set the Lord always before me because at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Number three, be committed to the covenant of tithing. Be committed to the covenant of tithing. Don't create struggles for yourself. It's the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and hath no sorrow. Proverbs 10:22. Be committed to the covenant of tithing. So you can connect to that blessing that there be no room enough to contain. Prove me now with your tithe. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, but there be not enough room to contain. My God. Be committed to the covenant of tithing as a lifestyle. Amen. Amen. Now, what by privilege and grace my covenant of tithing is today, if God gave me the figure before, I will not believe it. If he gave me the figure before. But I know where it began. Amen. There's no point telling you, I've told you many times. I know where it began from. And I know the grace of consistency that kept changing it from face to face and face to face and face to face and face to face. And there are many people here like that who began from somewhere. Most of the time below sea level. And then go to sea level. And then began to go sea level grade one, sea level two. And there are 1,000 levels or 2,000 levels. When you stop, it's where it stops. There's a man by the name J.C. Penning. The mother taught him about tithing. So he began tithing. And the time came, he felt the tithing was getting too much. He started rationalizing, cutting it down. Let's assume. And the business was coming down, until he went down bankrupt. Oh, Jesus, what has happened to me? Remember where we are falling. So he began tithing back from the scratch. Once bitten, he tithed his way back and went forward. And he left for home with a network of shopping malls all across the U.S. and maybe around the world. Tithing is a mystery that causes your labor to be fruitful. Tithing is a mystery. I caught the mystery of personal tithing in 1982. You can be doing something without having a light of it. It doesn't work. I caught the mystery of corporate tithing in 1987. That launched your church into one new world. Come on, say one new world.
One new world.
Show me how many organizations can be as this relaxed as we are as a church, building that enormous stuff. The cost of the roof is a few times above the cost of this building. The cost of the roof. Roof only. And everybody smiling genuinely, truthfully, relaxingly. My Lord, upon you are a blessing. And there have been all room enough to receive them. You don't have to keep struggling. You don't have to keep struggling, sir. You don't have to keep struggling. Okay, you don't believe my testimony, believe the one of your church. You don't have to keep struggling. You don't have to keep struggling. Someone said, anytime I mention corporate tithing, he gets very angry. My job is to teach you the word of faith that will bear you out of all oppressions of the devil. Which begins the oppression of ignorance. Ignorance is one of the worst oppressions in the world. He blocks our eyes so we cannot see the glorious gospel of Christ. It's the worst of all oppressions. That we hear what we benefit when you're young. No, never, never. I don't believe it. They say, come to church and go from sin to sin. No, I don't have to go to church. I have iPad. I have all my devices. And it's bathing now as we are talking. He's in the bedroom now with his device. After bathing, we'll go and cook. After cooking, it will eat. Toast service has finished. He has iPad. Alone, he just called on my party. Everybody was online during COVID-19. Many have not recovered. Around the world, I mean, our church, by grace, made a good deal out of it. But many around the world, many. Some 1,000 churches became 200. Just for those few times when they were on iPad and on their devices, they got drained away. He moved from the message to pornography. Amen. Is on iPad. My God, and then he moved to crime and how to make fast money through breaking technological rules. And he's in the service. We are now, you can't make noise because CCU is there. Amen. It's your turn for breakthrough.
Amen.
Don't try to cut corners. It doesn't work. No short walk works in our walk with God. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But I see business giants in their numbers rising from this place. You are one of them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, be committed to kingdom advancement sacrifices as may be prompted by the Holy Spirit. Kingdom advancement sacrifices. Your zone needs a building. You have the privilege of doing it. Do that. You are looking for land in your area, and you have the privilege of having one you can sow as a seed, sow it. There's a church going on in your village, you have the opportunity to build it, go and build it. There's another one in the next village, you have more than one opportunity, go and build the other one. You know, you are just excited about God and his agenda. Haggai chapter 1, verse 3 to 13, clearly shows that heavens open on two counts, on tithing and on kingdom sacrifices. Those are the two ways to keep your heaven open. Tithing and kingdom sacrifices. J.C., what is it? What's his name? Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, was a tither from $7.05 to the billions that he worked in. He was the first American billionaire in history. He tied his way to that realm. He one time gave $140 million. How much?
$140 million.
I'm not there yet. Somebody has passed through that place before. Through the mystery of consistent tithing and kingdom sacrifices, $140 million to the education fund of his church, not J.C. Penny University. No. So it's not only Abraham we're talking about. We're talking about contemporary issues. Now, talk about David Green, the greatest gospel benefactor, the authors called it, today. His entire business life is advancing the kingdom. And the business is just exploding and exploding and exploding and exploding. This thing works. Please connect. You won't find this in all those motivational things you are talking about in town. It's not there. But this one, a large number have proved it. Many in this church that are here today. Amen.
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 You are the next.
Amen.
It will be proven in your life.
Amen.
It shall be proven in your life.
Amen.
It shall be proven in your life.
Amen.
You believe it? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let's round up number 5. For the breakthrough we desire, we must keep engaging in kingdom advancing endeavors with joy and rejoicing. Joy and rejoicing. Don't do something and wish you didn't do it. No. Joy and rejoicing. Don't be pressurized to do a thing. It doesn't work. Joy and rejoicing. So that your labor will not be wasted. You are doing follow-up with joy and rejoicing. You are carrying people to church with joy and rejoicing. You are giving your tithe to the Lord because you believe in the covenant with joy and rejoicing. You are promoting the kingdom at one level or another with joy and rejoicing. Because our servants know the Lord, I go with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48. For the abundance of all things which you cannot see now. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies. God forbid.
Amen.
Your service will not boomerang as a cross.
Amen.
Do it with joy. God is not in need. I mean, you do it with joy. He knows your level. Don't pose. Just do it with joy. And you'll be there. Number 6. Engage with joy in your business pursuits. Don't let anything murmur or grumble in you so that you won't waste your harvest from your labor. The fig tree may not blossom now. There might not be fruit in the vine. But keep rejoicing. Then the Lord will show up. You murmur, he backs out. They that murmur in the winter were not helped, they were destroyed. So engage with your business endeavors with joy and rejoicing. There is show today, celebrate. There appears to be no show tomorrow, jubilate. The fruit is not blossoming, celebrate. Then God will show up. God always intervenes in the midst of joy. Can I hear your amen? Woo! God always intervenes in the midst of joy. The breakthrough power of God breaks out in the midst of joy. So don't let no devil depress you. Somebody cheated you. Shh, rejoice. Thank God you are not the one who cheated somebody else. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. It takes an atmosphere of joy to secure divine intervention. It takes what? Murmuring and complaining destroys. Complaining complicates matters. The people complain, and God was provoked to wrath. No. It complicates matters. No one will ask you again what is wrong in your life. You wake up in the morning and your business office with all smiles. Eh? You had a chat with all those fellows that are co-laborers with you. Today will be great.
Amen.
It's a day the Lord has made. Come on now, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now, rejoice. That's the way to go forward. That's the way to go forward. I told you before that my wife couldn't believe when she first came to the Kaduna Church, the number she met. But the level of joy I was returning with every time I went. And it's every week. I'll drive my B2 630 kilometers. My God, you can't beat the B2. Amen. And then we have a great service. And there'll be 12 people. A great service. 19. When she came, we had 21, a whole house. Was jam-packed. I preached my life out with smiles of joy and rejoiced. Who can bring one person except Jesus? Now, see where grace has brought us. You want intervention? Stop grinning. You see, I've opened the shop now for the past 3 hours. Nobody has come. 3 hours? Ask me how many hours. After a bright encounter, when Jesus said, stand up and follow me, life. And then we blew out of town, and the next thing that we saw was 3 people that was added to us. And then from 3 to 5 people, from 5 to 10, from 10 to 15, my God. And that went on, first month, second month, third month. And then someday, we hit 90. My God, 90, whole 90. They're dancing. There was no video because they didn't have money to buy video. You would think that we have taken over the nation. The jubilation. We stopped cutting branches of trees here because we'll finish everything with this number. In those days, we don't dance without cutting things. Amen. Everybody will be jumping up and down like antelopes. It takes joy and rejoicing to facilitate divine intervention and the breakthrough you desire.
Amen.
Stop getting up and be depressing everybody. They say, welcome. For what? How is business today? Like yesterday. In spite of Papa's prophecy, like yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my boy in redemption camp turned 80 this last week. When in those days he couldn't afford to rent a flat in Moshin. Amen. So he got one room. I was with him 84. It was in a 2-bedroom house in Ibuchimeta. But in that one room, God spoke to him. But you will build a city from one room. From what?
One room.
But do you think it took place the following day? No. No. You better wake up and get ready for a run of your life to secure every of God's agenda for your life. The good news is that no matter where you are today, your long-awaited month of breakthrough has finally come. By reason of light. And you are there already.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, believe in the prophetic blessings that may be proclaimed on you from time to time. Believe in it. And today you're having a blessing going back home with you. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Give him glory and praise, everybody. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. One more time, give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise for life. Amen. Now, I'm back to it again. You want to be born again? Because you must be born again. Amen. Wherever you are, you want me to pray with you to be saved and know it. Not and guess that you are. To be saved and know it inside your knowing that you are born again. And experience the new creation that salvation brings about. And become a member of God's breakthrough family that's open to all that will care to believe Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, you'd like me to pray with you to be born again, please stand to your feet. And I'm praying with you where you are, right there. God bless you. God bless you. You want to be born again and become a member of God's breakthrough family? Please stand to your feet. You want to be born again and become a member of God's own breakthrough family? Please stand to your feet. Come on now. God bless you. God bless you. More people are getting up. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. I'm praying for you right there where you are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, same time, there are those who walked away from that family, who know they have walked away from that family, and they desire to return today back to their heavenly Father. Amen. That person who testified said he walked away 2007. He came down to below zero level and came back to his God. 2015. Long waste. So many years wasted. You want to return today back to Heavenly Father, please stand to your feet. You want to return back to Heavenly Father. You were angry with him and so you left. You left his kingdom. Now you have tried the other side, it's not working. Please stand to your feet and return home consciously. He said, I dedicated my life, my wife and my two children back to God. Please stand to your feet and secure your own next level story in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Many more are standing up. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, please get up on your feet. Okay, quickly now. Would you bow your heads, please, wherever you are, bow your heads for prayers. You can stop filling those forms right now. Bow your heads for prayers. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I'm now born again. I'm saved. I'm free from the power of sin to serve you all through the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the kingdom. By your help, I will make heaven at the end of the triumphant life. Amen. Now, be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered till the day of his appearing. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Hallelujah. Please complete your forms very quickly and ensure that you pass them over to the church officials around with you. If you don't have your copy yet, of I'm redeemed for the topmost stuff, please signify, raise your hand, and not shall we put one in your hand. Quickly, quickly this morning, quickly this morning, quickly this morning. Every invisible barrier on your path, Jesus will clear them off this coming Sunday. Every generational curse hovering over anyone's head, Jesus will clear them out this Sunday. So come ready for that holy service of breaking invisible barriers, and Jesus will break them off your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, please take your point of contact if you have them and stand to your feet for a prophetic blessing upon your life and your endeavors. Upon your life and your endeavors. Upon your life and your endeavors. Thank you, Jesus. By the blessing of the upright is a city built